Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting premium Toyetic event. So we are on the road to WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the last premium live event from WWE before WrestleMania is the Elimination Chamber, held in Perth, Australia. The Elimination Chamber featured four matches, two Elimination Chambers, both the men's and women's, as well as a tag team match for the men's tag team titles, and Rhea Ripley headlining the event versus Nia Jax, defending her women's world heavyweight championship. So in this edition of Premium Toyetic Event, or PTE, we, of course, are going to take a look at our two, each of us, so Dave and I, are going to take two selections of who we think had the most toyetic attire and who we would love to see as action figures from the folks at Mattel, specifically from the 2024 Elimination Chamber. So we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to give you our breakdown as to why we think these particular WWE superstars deserve to be immortalized in plastic from Mattel, specifically, again, from the 2024 Elimination Chamber. So without further ado, let's head on down that road to WrestleMania, and let's take a look at Dave's first selection.
So my two picks are going to come from the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Now, first, we are going to talk about, what time is it? Oh, it's Tiffy time. That's right. Tiffany Stratton came out in her Barbie-inspired gear, or at least that's the kind of vibe I took from it. But it's not really just that aspect of it. It's also the impact she had into the match. Now, of course, bright colors, you know, those pastel pinks, those pastel blues, those are going to lend themselves really well to a figure. But we're all going to remember that dive off of the top of the Elimination Chamber pod that Tiffany made kind of midway through the match. And what better way to kind of acknowledge that fact than to symbolize it in a figure?
My first selection comes from the Men's Elimination Chamber, a superstar that Mattel has been very kind to over the years in terms of action figures. We've seen him in just about every form that he has been in thus far, the almighty Bobby Lashley. So Bobby Lashley at the 2024 Elimination Chamber was rocking a sweet white, gold, and purple combination. You know, typical pants, full-length pants, but he had a sweet vest entrance gear on. I just love the way the white, the gold, the purple really, really pops. Looks awesome on him. He totally owns it. White is really hard to pull off for certain athletes. Of course, we always go back to the story where a particular outfit by Seth Rollins was maligned. That was white and gold, but I think Bobby Lashley's look at Elimination Chamber was amazing. Unfortunately, he was the first to be eliminated in the chamber, but I think arguably he had the best spot in the entire match. That spear that he hit on Logan Paul through the actual pod itself, super cool spot. Really memorable. I think it's one of those moments that's going to go down in history in the Elimination Chamber as far as really, really well executed spots. So I love Bobby Lashley in his white, gold, and purple look. So that's my first pick.
Now, my second pick, of course, will stay in the Women's Elimination Chamber match. And I am, of course, talking about the man, Becky Lynch. Now, Becky's gear was very, kind of gave off this very Scott Hall vibe to me. I'm sure it was Scott Hall inspired. But just with the kind of dripping blood graphics, the shoulder pads that were dripping blood, it was a really cool visual to kind of see that black and red color combination. And it, of course, works really well as it has historically in wrestling. Shout out to the Wolfpack. But Becky's red and black gear that she had for winning the Elimination Chamber match is going to be my second pick for this week's Premium Toyetic event.
And for my second pick, we are headed to the main event. We are headed to Mommy Town, Rhea Ripley. Absolutely loved her look in the main event, and it was almost like an homage to her kind of debut WWE just out of NXT. The black leather with the spikes and the Australian flag on the back. Loved her makeup, love her new hair. I know Steve and Bill announced that we do have a new Rhea Ripley Elite coming, but she's going to be in the white gear that she wore in 2023. I think if they're going to get her an Ultimate Edition figure, this is the perfect way to do it. A, it gives us the debut of the official Women's World Heavyweight title. We haven't seen that yet. There is an Elite Seth Rollins. It's coming with the Men's World Heavyweight title, so I'd love to get that title officially in the line. And, with all of her expressions, the way that the makeup has kind of, by the end of the match is kind of worn, similar things that they've done with the Ultimate Warrior. I just think there are a lot of really great opportunities. And this is kind of that like classic, amazing Rhea Ripley look, with her entrance gear as well as her ring gear. And of course, Mommy is always on top, right? So she won in front of her home audience, in front of her family, almost out of character slightly. She's super over, even as a heel, but working that babyface kind of role against Nia Jax at the Elimination Chamber, it was a great match. Again, some really, really cool spots. She took a nasty table spot where the monitors were not moved out of the way, right on those monitors. On the announce table. But yeah, I'm a huge Rhea Ripley fan. I've been kind of since she first came up from NXT. I think back to that War Games that she was in NXT. She's the whole package for me. I love her personality. I love the way that she performs. And I think in terms of the next Ultimate Edition figure for one of the female superstars, I would love to see it be Rhea Ripley, and especially from this look at the Elimination Chamber. So there you have it, folks. There are our Premium Toyetic event selections for the 2024 Elimination Chamber. We are going to try to do one of these every time there is a Premium Live event. So not just WWE. Maybe we'll do some for TNA. Maybe we'll do some for AEW. We got to see what happens here. So maybe Premium Toyetic event, but also pay-per-views, whatever way you want to call it. But stay up to date with the latest from Adventures in Collecting. Make sure you follow us at AIC_podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, where we're constantly posting toy news, deals, availability, anything and everything that we think would help out the community. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that way you don't miss it when we post new videos, unboxings, episodes of the podcast. And then, you know, thank you to everyone who is listening to us live on the podcast feed. You can subscribe, you can rate, you can review, all of those things very much so help out the show. So thank you for stopping by, and as always, until next time.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.